Laura Kincaid with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I say that a lot, but I stumble because unlike what I hear from you, which is a recording, this is me. You know, the man you married, committed your life to, you know, for better or worse and all those kind of things from the Book of Common Prayer. You know, again, the reference I use, far more than ever is the scripture, which obviously we don't share. I just thought I'd bring you up to date in case you're interested. There are issues financially because I am working on four projects that right now three are unfunded. And one is the gas pump project, and funding has been a little tight, I just got paid a little bit today, but we now have hopefully, what I found today is that we have hopefully funds coming the 6th of next month. So another week, but it'd be enough funds to get us through to March back at a reasonable salary. So I thought I'd let you know on that because obviously it ripples from me to you. But you know, to be honest, I'm far more willing to take risks because there's no one else here but me. That's a financial risk. Within the hour of getting that, I did this video of the alternative monetary system, what I'm calling Shofar Coin. And within the hour of getting that call, I got an email. There's an interested party, and we're supposed to talk around December 10th. That shocks me because, you know, there probably wouldn't be that much money in it. But if somebody were to get behind that, that's remarkable because... I don't think most people understand the significance of that. I am playing with fire with this, if the opportunity is there, I'm working on four projects. Three of them are not politically correct, and to whatever degree I can, I will pursue them. In obedience to Christ, and especially considering, again, there's no one here but me. I have nothing to lose. You know, that's the most dangerous kind of person around, someone who has nothing to lose. And I am committed, again, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's obedience to Him, and His command is to love. You know, you love those who don't love you back. And Dorothy Jane, I really love you.